This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey there, Hacker Public Radio. Semiotic Robotic here with another open source news break from opensource.com. We recently featured a compelling article by Sean Powers, a Linux specialist and trainer for CBT Nuggets. Powers describes a rare and valuable creature, the sought-after Linux professional. Powers tracks the recent explosion of interest in hiring Linux systems administrators and offers readers some insight into the source of the increase. According to Powers, Linux provides organizations a valuable type of flexibility, but not in ways you might initially assume. Sure, I mean, Linux is flexible, he writes, but more than that, Linux systems administrators are flexible. Powers suggests that Linux experts are most adept at transitioning homegrown software solutions to the cloud platforms that are becoming more prominent. Next, I should draw your attention to an Open Science article by community moderator and leader of the Open Chemistry Project, Marcus Hanwell. Hanwell reports on a new scientific journal that turns the traditional academic publishing process on its head. It's called F1000 Research, and it completely reverses the standard relationship between publication and peer review by making articles available online for free even before they've been vetted by others. Hanwell explains that, quote, most journals do not publish until after peer review has been completed, which can take several months or more. The peer review process at F1000 Research is also open. The journal publishes reviewers' names alongside the papers they critique. Visitors to the F1000 Research website, f1000research.com, can easily scan the review history for any academic manuscript. The site also licenses open data sets using a Creative Commons public domain dedication. Finally, in our Life channel is an article by Alice Williamson, a postdoctoral research associate at the University of Sydney, who's currently working on the Open Source Malaria Team, a group of scientists searching for a cure for malaria and doing it the open source way. Williamson explains how the team conducts research according to the 6 laws of open science and uses electronic lab notebooks, or ELN, to record all experimental data. As Williamson writes, quote, all data, results, and conclusions are posted in real time, even when things don't quite turn out as planned. OSM members process and upload their raw data to their ELNs. Then other scientists can compare their data to them, or draw conclusions that differ from those of the OSM team. Williamson concludes by discussing the importance of open science principles to the search for a malaria cure, saying, quote, open science removes the traditional hierarchy of research and encourages scientists of all levels, student or professor, to engage and contribute. That's all for today's news break. As usual, you'll find links to the stories I've discussed in the show notes for this episode. And don't forget that you can submit your stories to opensource.com. Just visit opensource.com/participate for more details. This is Semiotic Robotic, signing off by wishing you peace, love, and open source.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.